Jess, have you ever participated in the Empty Bowls fundraiser?
I have. Done it a couple of times. It's an annual event that raises money for El Caldito Soup Kitchen. And, of course, it's coming up on Saturday, October the 17th. So we've got it on the cover for our October 16th edition. You can go to the St. Paul's Methodist Church at the corner of Griggs and Alameda and buy a handcrafted, locally made bowl. And normally you would be able to fill it with soup and break bread with the other participants. But this year, because of the pandemic, we can't do that. But they're still selling the bowls, and it's still a good cause, and our cover features one of the bowls and one of the artists, so check that out, and if you can, drop by St. Paul's on Saturday.
All right, moving on to New Mexico State University, and a couple of bonds that are on the ballot to your bringing attention to in this week's bulletin.
Right, and we have a news story about the bonds to explain what they are. That starts on page 3 and continues all the way to page 5 so that voters can understand and evaluate the issues that are at stake there. And then on page 9, we have an op-ed piece by New Mexico State University President John Floros on why he thinks voters should support the bond issues.
A lot of success for a fundraiser for Tent City at Camp Hope. How did they do it?
Well, they did it virtually, and they, you know, there was some concern that they wouldn't be able to match the level of fundraising that they've done in the past, but they actually surpassed every previous year that this fundraiser has been done. It happens every year, and one of the things that's cool about Tent City on the campus of Camp Hope is that it continues to be a model that garners attention from other municipalities struggling with homelessness across the nation. So we're very happy to report that the Tents for Rents fundraiser went well, and of course those funds are used to help transition people out of Tent City and into traditional apartments, which does two things. A, it gets those people to on the road to being more stable, and B, it opens up space for people who need to live at Tent City.
Let's get back to the election. Up next is kind of a tally on early voting so far around New Mexico.
Right, and Doñana County's leading the pace, man. We've got voters. I just went and dropped my ballot off about an hour ago at the County Government Center, and the line wasn't around the building as it has been in some photos that we've seen, but it was a long line, and everybody was masked. It looked like it was going very well. I dropped mine off. I applied for the absentee ballot, but we've got a great story, and you can learn about how early voting works. Check out some cool photos of the lines. People waiting to cast their ballots. But man, there's no question, Casey, democracy is alive and well here in our corner of the world.
Let's move on to the arts now, and a well-known pianist and guitarist.
Yeah, Mark Klett is known throughout Las Cruces music and theater communities. He recently returned. He tried to dabble and make his way in New York City, and then came the pandemic. So he came back home. Mike Cook got to sit down with him and pick his brain about what makes him tick and what his ambitions are when normalcy returns. That story kicks off our weekly arts and entertainment section on page 32.
All right, and up next, a Las Cruces who's been telling interesting stories for decades now.
For decades. Pat Gill was my Sunday school teacher when I was a kid, and she is quite a storyteller. She's been enrapturing audiences for six decades, and she was recently given an award for her craft presented by her fellow storytellers and many who learned that craft from her. You can read all about her story on page 38. She is a force of nature, and I just love her so much, and I'm so happy that she got this award.
All right. Thank you very much, Jess.
Yeah, and of course, that's just a sampling, Casey. There's so much more. It's a big paper this week. If you can't wait till Friday, the digital bulletin can be accessed at LasCrucesBulletin.com. Also, check us out on social media, and don't forget about Bulletin's Best. Voting remains underway throughout October for your favorite people and places in our community. Get onto our website to participate. You can vote daily, and you can vote daily on multiple devices.
All right, Jess, have a wonderful week.
You too, Casey. Take care.